Two prominent Episcopal parishes in Virginia voted today to cut ties with the Episcopal Church. Among their complaints, that the church's consecration of an openly gay bishop is a break with the faith's traditional values. Members of the Tro Church in Fairfax and the Falls Church will join other conservative Anglicans forming a rival denomination. Parishioners at the Tro Church say it was a hard decision.
My name's Bob Dilling, and I'm from Fairfax, Virginia. If they didn't decide to break away, then I think we would have had a massive number of people leave. We would not have been able to continue the programs that we have here in terms of the missions that we support and the work that we do.
My name is Heidi Marshall. I'm a member at Tro, and I'm a resident of Virginia. I think that the things that the Episcopal Church is doing, and if someone were to stay and have a different opinion, that I think it would make the job of standing for truth a much harder thing, that the authority above us in the church would have a very different opinion as to the authority of Scripture and Jesus Christ than we do, and it would make our job of going out and witnessing to that a much harder one.
So my name's Stanton Brunner. I'm from Fairfax, Virginia. I'm on the vestry of Truro Church, which means that I'm a part of, I guess you could call it, the sort of governing board of the church. Our fundamental beliefs and values have come to such different places. I don't agree with the Episcopal Church's theology.
We're obviously disappointed that the leadership in that congregation desires to leave.
Catherine Jeffert Shorey is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the United States.
But congregations are institutions of a diocese, and their existence is really based on recognition by the diocese.
So the congregations are still there, in your opinion?
Yes.
Is this a critical moment for the Episcopal Church?
People have left at various occasions over the centuries of the Episcopal Church, but we will continue to engage in mission together and continue to assert that this is a very broad tent with room for people of a variety of opinions and theological positions.